Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back. This is the Patrick Madrid Show, as you might have guessed. 888-914-9149. In just a moment, I want to share with you, it's what I think is truly an amazing discovery. This is from Catholic Answers, Catholic.com. Jesus in the Dead Sea Scrolls. You're saying what? Yeah, there seems to be, and I'm going to share with you the specifics of an ancient Hebrew manuscript that goes back 3 centuries before the time of Christ, and how it very accurately depicts Jesus. I'll tell you about that. So don't miss that. Don't tune away, because I want to share this with you. In the meantime, though, the number to dial, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Palm City, Florida, and talk to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm so grateful to have you on the radio and doing what you do for people. My concern is my sister. Well, I've known her since she was 12 years old, and she's now 56. And she is terminal with her cancer and is in hospice care, but doing well and able to still communicate. And so I am trying to make sure that her soul is going to the right place. And I just, we've had conversations, and she's been very open. And I just didn't know, as a Catholic, what else I could do for her to give her more peace as she transitions towards, you know, the end of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can't go wrong with what St. Faustina said in the Divine Mercy diary, that Jesus is saying, just help her focus her mind on how much God loves her and wants her to be happy, and how much mercy God has available to her for whatever her sins may have been in this life. And I would say just focus on that. Doesn't have to be complicated. Just focus on, do you love God? Are you sorry for your sins? God wants to forgive you. He wants to prepare you so that you can be happy with him in heaven. And perhaps, since she's now in hospice care, perhaps you could visit your sister and pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with her. I don't know if she's in a position to be able to pray out loud or pray with you. But if she can, so much the better. But even if she can't, if you just sat there quietly and prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet with her, that would be a very good thing to do. I think that would be maybe the very best thing to do.
Yeah, no, she's still pretty cognizant. She hasn't really transitioned where she's not able to talk or anything, but she's weak. And I'm going to see her. This is the third time I'm going in about 3 weeks to go see her. So
that's good.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. That's great. I was thinking of the same thing. I brought my rosary with me, and I thought we'd pray that. And she's open, and she's sad to be going, but she knows where she's going, and she's looking forward to being with Jesus, and that's a wonderful thing.
Well, here's the thing: we can't assume anything. We have to hope for the best. But we have to prepare for the worst, and this is why, especially toward the end of life, it's very important that if she desires to be in union with God forever, that, you know, I don't know if she's been baptized, but if she hasn't, she should be baptized right away. If she's open to it, then I would encourage her, have the priest come and help her. He can receive her into the church. He can give her the sacraments. He can hear her confession if she's already been baptized. He can give her Holy Communion. He can prepare her with the sacraments that she would not be able to receive if she's not a Catholic. So with all respect and with all sensitivity to a very sensitive subject, I would strongly encourage you to encourage her to become Catholic before she dies, because she needs those graces. And the likelihood then of her going to heaven, maybe even straight to heaven, seems very high, if you ask me. So I would not neglect that part of it. I would not say, well, you love Jesus and we'll leave it at that, because that's a very risky situation for her to be in. That'd be my heartfelt advice, Lisa. Thank you. Well, why don't we take this moment to pray for Lisa's sister and pray for our intention as we begin Pledge Drive by asking Our Lady to pray with us and for us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, for those who are near death, don't neglect. If you have a loved one who is maybe like that last caller, in hospice perhaps, or with advanced age, or some other situation that suggests that death may be near, don't just sort of let things ride. That would be the time to, especially that time, to encourage that person, to implore the person, maybe someone who's been away from the faith for a long time, or perhaps somebody who's never been a Catholic. This is the time. The door is open. Walk through it. Get baptized. Receive the sacraments. Die a holy death, fortified by the sacraments. And if you care about this person, and I know you do, don't neglect to make that extra effort to encourage them to become Catholic. It can make all the difference. It can make a life and death difference in terms of eternal life. And you have that within your power to do this. So never neglect an opportunity, even if it's really close to the end, maybe even especially then. Don't neglect the opportunity to invite somebody and encourage that person to come into the church. And one thing you'll find is that people at that kind of extremity of life, they're far more open to doing that than they might have been a year or two earlier. Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hi, Patrick. I had a question concerning the Holy Spirit and Immaculate Conceptions.
So
Mary was the spouse, is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and she was immaculately conceived. And would Saint Anne have also been, you know, would she have had like an annunciation of sorts or prayed very fervently to the...
Well, I'm sure, I didn't mean to cut you off, Dave. I'm sure that St. Anne, her mother, was fervent in her prayers, no doubt about that. But no, so maybe are you asking, was St. Anne, did she receive an annunciation from an angel saying that Mary was about to be born or that Mary would be born? Is that your question,
conceived.
Dave? Well, there's nothing in Scripture that indicates that she did. So we're told very little about St. Anne and St. Joachim. We know only the barest details about them. So there's no reason to think that God did that, at least not by way of divine revelation. Is it possible? Sure, it's possible. In the way that it's very likely, it seems to me, that the Lord appeared to his mother, Mary, first before anyone else. But we're not told that in Scripture. So we're not told anything about anything like that with St. Anne. But it's certainly possible, and it would be appropriate if the Lord had done that, just given who the Blessed Virgin Mary was going to be. But we could also assume that it didn't happen. And by the way, just remember, the Immaculate Conception refers, and I think you've got it right, but I just want to make sure, the Immaculate Conception refers to Our Lady's conception, free from all sin. That's what you meant, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Dave?
I guess partly, somewhat, but it's like one of the mysteries of the Bible.
Well, I guess, okay, I'll put it this way, and I think I understand your question. The only way to answer it is to say we don't know, because Scripture does not tell us anything about such a thing, and there's nothing in apostolic tradition that indicates any such thing like that. So we could only speculate and say it could have happened, but there's nothing that has been given to us by way of revelation that would even suggest that it did happen. So I guess that's a question we'll have to wait for the answer till we get to heaven. Thanks, Dave. We're going to go to Father Rocky right now. Today is the first day of Pledge Drive, and Father Rocky wants to help us get off to a fast start. So here he is.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard about our Monday-only special thank you gift? It's a blue tote bag featuring the Marian symbol for Our Lady. Blue for Our Lady, dressed in blue. I could use one of these to take your prayer attentions to the Shrine of Our Lady of Help this weekend. This tote bag is extra tall and will make a great gift for students, teachers, or volunteers. Now, you parents of little ones, this would be great for you too, for wipes and diapers and Cheerios. And today's the only day that you can get it. The Marin Tote Bag is our thank you for your donation of $20 a month or more. Make your donation at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Again, it's only available today for a gift of $20 a month. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, and God bless you.
And when they say that this tote bag is beautiful, which I'm part of, because I say it too, it's true. You can see it when you visit our website. It's relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet, $20 a month, or a special one-time gift of $240. That is all we are asking. But remember, today is the only day that you can get this gorgeous, gorgeous tote bag. It's all yours from Relevant Radio.
You know, Mary, when I look at this tote bag, it looks to me almost like a blue scapular, the way the front of it looks with the crown and the M and the, So I have a feeling deep inside, that when you go out and about, so you're, let's say you're bebopping around the grocery store or you're in some other situation, people are going to look at that. And if they're Catholic, they're going to be edified by it because they'll know that it's referring to Mary. But if they're not Catholic, it's a great conversation starter.
Absolutely.
Talk about a great way to evangelize, right?
Because they're not going to, if they're not Catholic, they're not going to look at this and go, well, there's one of those Catholics. But they go, that's really pretty. What does that mean? You know, great conversation starter. $20 a month or a special one-time gift of $240. We will send you this tote bag. And if you can make your gift either at our website, relevantradio.com, or by using the smartphone on your tablet, the app on your smartphone or tablet, you will also receive the bonus download. We've got a great new digital talk from Father Rocky. And of course, it's Marian. We are in the month of May, so everything here during this pledge drive is focused on Mary. All yours today and today only for the tote bag. And I love it. It comes with a little surprise inside. A little mystery gift is going to come in each and every one of those tote bags.
Mary, I'm pretty sure that the tote bag Cyrus gets will have a little roll of duct tape in it. That might be the mystery gift that he gets. You never know.
I'm storing some up for him.
Well, we go through it here on the show. Listen to this, Mary. This is an email that came in from Jared, who says, from a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, today, my commute to work was very long. I decided to flip through AM radio channels, and I stumbled on the Patrick Madrid Show. There was a caller inquiring about Mormons, and I was very surprised and pleased how well Patrick explained Joseph Smith's first vision and the surrounding events. I appreciate that he related it in a cordial and respectful way. Well, Jared in California, thank you for saying so. And Mary, I think Jared's note is a great way of illustrating just how many non-Catholic people listen to Relevant Radio. We're happy to have them.
Absolutely.
We're grateful to have them. And this message is for everybody. So thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Relevant Radio.
Thank you to an anonymous donor in Medford. Your $1,000 gift is giving hope. Ditto for George in Sacramento. Thank you for your $300 gift. You can do that too at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or give us a call, 877-291-0123.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.
I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby.
Hey, that's good music for a first day of pledge drive, if ever there were any. I think we haven't reached the begging phase yet, but we will be begging you
soon. It's coming.
In due time.
Just warming you up.
Where I'm down on bended knee. But we're not quite there yet, but we're getting off to a good start today. First day of pledge drive. I encourage you, let's get started fast. And, when Mary comes back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. First though, I just want to share with you what I promised. This is a fascinating article by Michael Lofton. You'll find it on the show Twitter feed at P Madrid Show. You can also go to the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick, where you can also make your pledge safe and secure, by the way. It's called Jesus and the Dead Sea Scrolls. Listen to this. He says he was reading a translation of the Melchizedek document, that is manuscript 11Q13, a text from the Dead Sea Scrolls. He said, my mouth was hanging open in awe. The Dead Sea Scrolls are a group of mostly Hebrew manuscripts found in the mid-20th century that date back to the period between the 3rd century BC and 1st century AD. They are a significant resource for understanding the first century Jewish context of the New Testament. As for the Melchizedek document, it details the person of the coming Messiah in terms that read as if they had been copied directly from the New Testament. And this document was written at least 100 years before Jesus was born. In this article, the article I'm reading to you, he says, I'd like to explore some of the details this manuscript relays about the Messiah and how they corroborate the New Testament's understanding of Jesus. This will help demonstrate that the New Testament's claims about the Messiah are legitimately situated within the historical context of Old Covenant interpretations of Scripture. Many will recall the mysterious figure of Melchizedek, a biblical priest and king of Jerusalem, referenced in the books of Genesis, Psalms, and Hebrews. It is this figure from whom Jesus takes his priesthood, as he is called a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20. I'd like to insert an editorial comment. Strictly speaking, Jesus doesn't take his priesthood from Melchizedek. Jesus is the high priest. He doesn't receive his priesthood from a lower creature, from a human being. Rather, the figure of Melchizedek, as he appears in Genesis, seems to be an appearance, a pre-incarnation appearance of Jesus, because he's a mysterious figure. We don't know where he came from. We don't see him go anywhere after this. He has this meeting with Abraham. So my editorial comment would be not so much that he takes his priesthood from Melchizedek, but he very likely was Melchizedek in a pre-incarnation theophany. So he continues, some modern readers of the New Testament have the impression that the average Jewish reader in the first century would have found a reference to the Melchizedekian priesthood in relation to the Messiah puzzling. After all, Jewish priests in the first century were not kings and were known to be priests according to the order of Aaron, not Melchizedek. But the author of the Melchizedek document has no trouble identifying the Messiah of Israel as Melchizedek himself, which is what I was referring to a moment ago. As Michael Weiss lays out in his book, In his book, The Dead Sea Scrolls, a new translation, the author takes Isaiah 52:7, which tells of the one who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns, and connects it to the figure who is called the Anointed, that is Messiah of the Spirit. What is even more incredible is that St. Paul in Romans 10:9-10 applies Isaiah 52:7. That's the one where it says, the one who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. He connects this to the preaching of the gospel of Jesus, which shows that the New Testament corroborates this verse as a messianic prophecy. All of this demonstrates that the New Testament was not unusual in connecting the figure of the Messiah to Melchizedek himself and the Melchizedekian priesthood. Some maintain that the New Testament's doctrine of the Messiah's divinity is an entirely novel teaching that clashes with its Old Testament roots. For instance, Jehovah's Witnesses suggest that the teaching is a 4th century product of the Emperor Constantine and the First Council of Nicaea. Similarly, some Muslim apologists claim that the Old Testament and the New Testament are silent on the divinity of Jesus as Messiah, and that this Christian doctrine was added much later. Now, here's what we're going to do. Because today's pledge drive, we've got to take a quick break here. We're going to do that now. And when I come back, I'll share with you the remainder of this fascinating article. So if you've ever wondered, is there any evidence in Scripture, or in this case, not Scripture, but a document that is in the same time frame as the later books of the Old Testament, and how does this point to Jesus? I'll share the rest of it with you when we come back from this quick timeout. First day of pledge drive, and Mary Graham is going to be joining me here in just a minute. We're going to talk to you about what our needs are. $3 million goal, by the way, just to give you a heads up. And as the first day of pledge drive, it's always daunting to me when I consider just how far we have to go. But we've made some good progress thus far this morning. Let's keep that momentum going. And if you have called 877-291-0123 and gotten a busy signal, don't worry. You can just hit redial, or even easier, just go to relevantradio.com and you can make your pledge there safe and secure. The number again, 877-291-0123. Looks like we have a little more time than I thought we did. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Cyrus. Let's bring Mary in. Why don't we do that? Mary, I see you standing there. I like that song, I saw her standing there, but I see you standing there.
I'm actually and, sitting, you know, but Monday, call it what you like.
Yeah, it's a great song, by the way. It's Monday, first day of Pledge Drive. I'm always like standing at the base of the mountain thinking, how on earth are we going to get to the top of that mountain? How are we going to do it, Mary?
we are going to do it one gift at a time. You know, we need during, we made our goal last hour, by the way, hip, hip, hooray. Thank you, okay. Everybody who helped out. Yes. But we need during this hour, 155 gifts, and we'll have a new record hour for this hour. We can do it. We can make that happen real easy. Right. Simply visit the website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123 is the number. I caught a few strains of that song there, and then it went away. Oh, it's back again. Good. This is good energy music for the first day of Pledge Drive.
Absolutely. So we've had 30 gifts come in so far this hour. That math's a little bit difficult to do. That leaves us about 125-ish, I think, somewhere in there to hit 155 gifts. That's all we need. Yeah.
I would like to see at least one of those gifts, maybe two, three, four of them, come in at the $5,000 mark, $20,000 mark, or somewhere in between. That would help us get a great deal of momentum going early on. And when we do that, great things happen later in Pledge Drive. So let's get out of the gate quickly. 877-291-0123. Mary, I love these notes that come in from our listeners. Helena, she's really to the point. She's writing in from Illinois. She says, "You are one of the few people who are not afraid to tell the truth. Thank you for being a good servant of God." Well, Helena, thank you. But let me tell you, I'm just one of a whole group of people here at Relevant Radio who are not afraid to tell the truth. It's not just me. And if you listen to any program throughout the day, listen to Father Rocky and Margaret doing the Family Rosary beautiful. Across America. Mm-hmm. Listen to Drew Mariani. Listen to Cale Clark. Listen to Josh Raymond. Listen to Timmery. Listen to John Morales. Listen to, I hope I'm not leaving anyone out, Father Simon.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is a long list. And you'll
like
always
your thank
hear
yous
the
at
truth
the
from us. That's right. You'll always hear the truth here on Relevant Radio.
That's right. And if you make your gift today here at Relevant Radio, you know you will keep this truth going out through the airwaves. So important we keep this going over the public airwaves each and every day. You can make your gift at relevantradio.com or on the app with your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You know, you nailed it when you described this monogram here on the front of this tote bag. It looks just like the scapular image. Perfect, perfect description. That's yours today and today only for your gift of $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240. Now, of course, if you make that $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 gift, I'm sure if you want a tote bag, we can throw one in. That won't be a problem.
With that mystery gift.
Exactly. Maybe we can throw in two mystery gifts for those $5,000 gifts. You never know. And the mystery gifts could be anything from, it could be, you know, a medal. It could be maybe a prayer card. It could be, you just never know what kind of mystery is going to pop up in that little bag. It's all yours for $20 a month or $240 one time at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. But we do need to make our need of $3 million by the end of the week. So by all means, let's get a good start out the gate with those $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 gifts. We need those.
As Cyrus likes to say, you can do it. How does that go, Cyrus? Give
you
us
can
one of
do
those.
It.
Yeah. He practices, Mary, he practices saying that. He actually practices shouting that before each Pledge Drive show.
You can do it. Back,
he's out in the parking lot shouting it. People are driving by saying, what is this guy talking about?
I think you both are purposely not saying the one thing I want you to say. It's about the partnership challenge. And what does that mean?
A dollar for dollar match.
100%.
You can do it.
Thank you.
Partnership challenge, partnership challenge, partnership challenge, partnership challenge. Every dollar you send in by calling 877-291-0123 is matched.
100%.
Dollar for dollar. Today only, at least as far as we know. We'll see if we get more of those later in the week. But we do have it today.
I'm going to blame the new call screen. We got a new call screen, and I'm in awe with the new bells and whistles. It's absolutely beautiful. But yes, dollar for dollar match here for the next 34 minutes. If you make that $5,000 gift, it's doubled to $10,000. So call now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Real quick, Florence in Middle Village, New York, you're going to be getting your tote bag like so is Carlos in Escondido, California, brand new donor. And Carlos said, I'm going to do $20 a month and I'm going to make it ongoing. He became a member of the Recurring Gift Society.
That's cool. And it's easy to do. You could do it too. Just go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there safe and secure, or use the Relevant Radio app, which is free. If you haven't downloaded it, you can download it in moments. Go to the App Store and just type in Relevant Radio. You can make your pledge there. And of course, old school, 877-291-0123. Another note that came in to me, Mary, this is from Charles, who says, I love the show and I'm not even Catholic. I always look forward to it in the morning. And he adds this little postscript. He says, you are still a son of an undercooked taco. And I have no idea what that means. I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
Maybe it's some Taco Tuesday humor, but it went right
over my head. I like tacos.
I bet you do. Well,
Tuesday.
Charles, thank you. We appreciate that.
And we want to hear your prayer request too. We have Janet called in from it looks like the Los Angeles area. She says, pray for her son and her two daughters. We most definitely will be doing that, Janet. Thank you so much for your prayer request. Jacqueline also called in, and she too has asked for some prayers. She wants us to pray for her family and for her health. We are doing that. When you call and make your gift at relevantradio.com, let us know how we can pray for you. We take this very seriously here at Relevant Radio, and we all pray through from pledge drive to pledge drive for your needs. So let us know what your needs are at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Down to the last 32 minutes of this partnership challenge hour, a dollar for dollar match. And today is the only day that you can receive this gorgeous, beautiful tote bag that's got the Marian monogram on the front. It's yours for $20 a month or a special one-time gift of $240. How do you make that gift? Real simple. RelevantRadio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you to Kay in Litchfield, Joseph in Midlothian, Illinois, for your special gift. We need you to give hope at 877-291-0123.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
We're back. Thanks for listening. Keep in mind, even though this is the first day of Pledge Drive, this is a regular show, and I am open for business, which means you can call me and get on the air with your question or your comment. My number is 888-914-9149. I have lines open right now. I think a lot of people during Pledge Drive, they think, oh, it's just one of those shows where they're talking about the phone number all the time. No, this is a real show, so give me a call, 888-914-9149. There's room for you right now. I want to share something with you I thought was very touching. And I posted this on Twitter. You can see it for yourself. It's a message that was written by, well, I'll just read it to you. Happy birthday, Elliot. You have blessed my life for 47 years. This will be my last time trying to write on computer and doing it as hands don't want to write and now memory going fast. But trying to do a birthday card for you, my dear precious Elliot. I love you so much, Grandma Rose. And Elliot put a caption there saying, my 98-year-old grandma has been making me birthday cards for years. This is one of the most plain of them all, but it meant the most. The very last one that she could actually type out before her ability to type and her memory went away. I thought it was very touching, and I wanted to share it with you. So take a look at that. And the caption that I put on this tweet was simply taken from that classic song by James Taylor, shower the people you love with love. Tell them how you feel. And you'll never know when might be the last opportunity to tell somebody that you love them. And this is a beautiful reminder of that. So check it out. It's on my Twitter feed, at Patrick Madrid. have an email here that came in from Jim, and I'm coming back to that article, by the way, about the Dead Sea Scroll that's about 100 years before the time of Christ that depicts the Messiah as divine. I'm going to pick that up where I left off in just a moment. This email came in from Jim. He says, hi, Patrick. This is a question about Sunday obligation for Mass. My wife had a lung transplant 5 years ago, and we were told by the doctors at the hospital that COVID is still a very real concern because it is a lung disease, and transplant patients use immunosuppressant drugs to avoid organ rejection. Does watching Mass on TV or listening to Mass on the radio meet our obligation? Thanks, Jim. Well, Jim, let me divide my answer into two parts. And certainly I hope and pray that your wife has many happy years ahead of her, and may God heal her of this physical problem that she has. But keep in mind that given her medical circumstances and the fact that she's, you know, in danger, I would think, by going to Mass publicly, regardless of COVID, but COVID sort of exacerbates the problem. Her obligation to go to Mass on Sunday is dispensed because she has a legitimate reason for being unable to attend. If she's ill, people who are ill are not obliged to go to Mass on Sunday. It's for those who can go, and there's nothing stopping them from going, like, say, travel or illness in the case of somebody like your wife, or having to take care of somebody who's ill, and that might describe you. The reason I said I want to divide my answer into two parts is because the first part is for her. Given her medical circumstances, she does not have that Sunday obligation in, you know, that's obligatory for her. Now, you do, all other things being equal. If you're not yourself ill and you can get in the car and drive to Mass on Sunday, then you do have to fulfill your obligation. But where this might affect you is that if there's, let's say that your wife needs round-the-clock care and she needs you to be there with her for meds or for some other situation, and there's no way for you to get to Mass, there's nobody who can come over. This is probably not what's going on, if I had to guess. But let's assume it was some extreme situation where you physically had to be present to your wife for her health's sake. You too would have a serious reason for not going to Mass on Sunday, and your obligation too would be abrogated. I don't know whether the canon lawyers would say that your Sunday obligation would be abrogated or if it would be dispensed, but whatever the technical term would be, you too would not have to go. But, and you knew the but was in there, right? If it's not that situation and you can go to Mass, your wife can be at home, and it's not necessary for you to be there, then your Sunday obligation is in force, and so you need to go. And that gets to the heart of your question. Would watching Mass on TV or listening to it on the radio, would that suffice for your Sunday obligation? The answer is no. So it's a great and good thing to be able to participate with a spiritual communion. It's a great and good thing to be able to kind of concentrate your mind on the Lord and watch Mass and participate from a distance that way, but it doesn't fulfill one Sunday obligation. And the reason I emphasize that point is because, sad to say, there are, who knows how many Catholics, but I know it's a large number of Catholics who got used to going to Mass, quote unquote, on television, watching the Mass at Relevant Radio, for example, at noon central every weekday and watching on Sundays. We were open for you during COVID. Never forget that. It was nobody's fault, but, you know, when your local parish church closed down, remember what that was like 2 years ago? And everything was closing down and you couldn't go to Mass and you couldn't go to the sacraments. Please don't forget, Relevant Radio was there for you. And we had not only the Family Rosary Across America for devotion, we had Mass every day, we had Mass on Sunday, we had all those things available to you through the media, and we never closed down, thanks be to God. But in any case, the Sunday obligation has been reinstated. So I guess I'm speaking to all of you out there listening who got maybe pretty comfortable with just sitting in your living room watching Mass on TV and you've never gone back to Mass. Please don't do that. Go back to Mass. You need to go back to Mass because the Sunday obligation has been reinstated. So that's just a little tidbit of information for your good-to-know file. Now, we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to hear a miracle moment so you can listen to how people who listen to Relevant Radio are experiencing some life-changing events. When we return, I'm going to finish up that article on that Dead Sea Scroll that was written about 100 years before the time of Jesus, and it gives a very clear description of the coming Messiah as divine, and it ties in perfectly with Jesus Christ himself. I'll share that with you when we come back, and I'll be taking your phone calls. So the number to dial to be on the air with me is 888-914-9149. I'll be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, yes, thank you, Patrick. First, I just want to say I really enjoy your show, and as a revert back to the Catholic faith, you've been very instrumental in my learning about the faith. And Patrick, I do appreciate you taking opposing views, and I think you do a very good job in bringing that out, and you're very fair. And anyway, I appreciate your show and what you do on your program. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. Very kind of you. Do you hear that, Cyrus? Listening to Relevant Radio helped Mike come back to the Catholic Church. Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
Love that.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We have a need of 155 gifts this hour. So far, 70 have come in, and we have 20 minutes left. Those are a lot of numbers. How do we summarize it? Help! Give us a call. Visit our website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We ask you to join the family and give hope to your local community.
Indeed. Give hope is what we're all about, hope and encouragement. And the best way to do that is to support Relevant Radio so we can keep doing what we do 24/7. If you want to call us, the number is 877-291-0123. Easy to get through right now. Probably won't have a busy signal, but give it a try. 877-291-0123. Or just simply go directly to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
We want to say thank you to Carol in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Made that special gift of $1,000. We need gifts like that. We also need folks just like Ford in Glenview, Illinois, a $250 gift. And for your gifts, we're going to be sending you this fabulous tote bag. It is a today only gift. You will love it. It is $20 a month, or a special one-time gift of $240, and we will send you this tote bag. It's got a beautiful Marian monogram on the front. Gorgeous. It's blue. You can see it at our website, relevantradio.com, or by using the app on your smartphone. And when you visit there, click the Donate Now button, and the first thing that pops up is that blue tote bag. You can see it. It is gorgeous. But today is the only day that that gift is available. And good news, we still have about 17 minutes left in this partnership challenge hour. That means your gift will be doubled dollar for dollar.
Yeah, that's, we don't get that every day. In fact, we don't necessarily get it most days, but we have it today. So if you had, let's say you're waiting to make a pledge of $10,000 or $5,000 or $1,000 or whatever the amount is, it will be matched dollar for dollar.
100% today.
Yes, 100% today, but really today only, at least as far as I can tell. So now's the time to maximize your donation. Call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com. Make your pledge there safe and secure.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet. And when you make your gift that way, you get that special download from Father Rocky. We ask that you give now and you give hope. We still need 85 people in the next 15 minutes to give hope.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Love this song. But we can't listen to this song when we have work to do, like your phone calls. 888-914-9149 is the number to dial. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Maria in Darien, Illinois. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Patrick. I'm a Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if I can vote for a gay candidate.
Candidate for what?
You know, that are running in the government.
Well, let me put it this way. Let's say that somebody's running for, I don't know, some office that does not involve policy that might, for example, push things further away from, I'm thinking about like traditional marriage. That's just one idea. If it were a candidate who's running for an office, let's say tax commissioner in your state, I would not feel any compunction about voting for a candidate who's gay. I mean, obviously, I would disagree with the lifestyle, you know, needless to say, and I would say that's a serious immoral choice that you're making. But if that person's sexual ideology would not have any negative effect, or he or she would not be in a position to maybe have a negative effect on public policy, I think for that reason right there, I wouldn't blink an eye if I thought that person was the better candidate. If it's a situation where somebody has maybe a background or a track record of trying to force certain agendas that I disagree with, and that could be one of them, then I would definitely not want to vote for a candidate that I thought could do more harm than good. But if he or she is a well-qualified candidate, and I have confidence that he or she could do a good job, and especially if it's not going to be the kind of job that could negatively influence those kinds of issues, personally, I would not have a problem with voting for somebody. Even though I would strongly disagree with their lifestyle choice, I would not refrain from voting for somebody if I thought he or she was the right candidate. And I think, oh, I see the problem. There we go. There we go, Maria. Sorry about that. You're back on. So, did I answer your question?
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And just extend that slightly further, if I may. I mean, as the church says, as Jesus says, you know, we're to love our neighbor. And you have gay neighbors. I don't mean like necessarily across the street from you, but we have to show respect and kindness and compassion and a willingness to get along with people in our daily lives. So even though I might strongly, and I do in this case, strongly disagree with somebody's lifestyle choices, I'm still called by the gospel to be respectful and compassionate and friendly to the extent that I can have opportunities to show friendliness. It doesn't mean I have to endorse their view. It doesn't mean you have to endorse what they say or do, but you still have to be, as Jesus said, kind to your neighbor. So there are different ways to do that. One of the ways to do that is to speak the truth in love. We can't forget about that. But at the same time, if, let's say, my house was on fire and the police chief shows up with his fire crew and he's gay, I'm not going to say, hey, you know, don't put the fire out, please, because I don't like the fact that you're gay. Of course not. That'd be ridiculous. So we have to show kindness and compassion and the things that Jesus told us that we need to do, because if we don't do that, then we're not really fulfilling the mandate of Jesus. And I want to underscore so that nobody misunderstands me, that doesn't mean that you have to just cave in or agree to disagree or to say, well, that I guess that means that I support your lifestyle, even if you don't. We can keep those two realities firmly in mind, but I advocate both as opposed to one or the other. Cyrus, does a man have to know his limitations at this point? Are there limitations?
No, I think you could definitely take another call.
Right. All right. And I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm just going to try to beat you to it before you can play those.
You're taking all the fun out of my buttons.
I know. Let's go to Claire in Albuquerque. Hi, Claire. Welcome.
Hi, thank you, Patrick. Two things real quick. My husband and I are reoccurring St. Joseph members, have been for years. And when we can't call in on Pledge Week, we go to daily mass and specifically pray for the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive.
Oh,
right,
thank you.
Which we just came back from. And my question to you is, a dear friend of ours, a 16-year-old son whom my kids have grown up with, took his life last Saturday. And he actually is a young boy who called into your show about 2 years ago. His
what?
Name is Hunter. He had a question for you. I am having a little bit of a difficult time explaining to my teenagers that what their well-meaning Christian friends are saying, that he is destined for hell because he's taken his life, that is not the case, as God's mercy is never ending. He is out of time. We can pray the divine mercy for Hunter's soul. I can understand that. And his mom had actually just finished the Divine Mercy Chaplet on Divine Mercy Sunday. He passed the day before. How can I explain this to my kids, that their well-meaning Christian friends aren't accurate?
Well, they're not entirely accurate. Let me put it that way. We have to be careful that we don't go too far in an extreme direction. So there is some truth to what they're saying, and that is that suicide is, now they wouldn't use this terminology as Protestants, but suicide is a grave sin. It's a mortal sin. And as you know, the essence of whether one goes to heaven or to hell, it depends upon the state of the soul at death. So the soul that, even at the very last moment, and this happens from time to time, may happen more often than we realize, even at the very last moment before the body and the soul separate, if that person has a moment of saying yes to the Lord, and I'm sorry for my sins because I love you, Lord, then that person will be saved because he will die in the state of grace. Now, normally you'd want to be sacramentally prepared with the sacrament of confession at the very least. But short of that, if you make a sincere act of contrition and you are sorry for your sins, not because you're afraid of punishment, which is part of it, but more importantly, because you love God and you realize that you should not have offended him because he loves you, that's sufficient to be saved. It's very risky, but it does happen from time to time. So that's the deciding factor. So if somebody who commits suicide is indeed in the state of mortal sin, and that would involve, for example, despair, or the disbelief that God wants to save the person, or any number of things, then sadly, a person who dies in the state of mortal sin would go to hell. But this is where the prayers become so important, prayers of divine mercy and all these other things, because your prayers now may very well be used by the Lord to help him repent before he died. God is outside of time and space. We can't change something that has already happened. So if somebody dies in the state of mortal sin, there's not something we can do to change that after the fact. But our prayers in the future, so to speak, can be applied by God in the past. So there's every reason to hope for salvation for those who die as a result of suicide. But we should never just assume that they're saved. That would be wrong. And the church says that we're missing half of the point there. So although those Protestants may be overemphasizing a certain aspect of this, what they're saying, at least in part, is true. And what you're bringing to bear, which is important, is that there's a whole other side to this, and that is God's mercy. He is just, yes, but he's also merciful. And so we pray for people, especially someone like that, and ask the Lord to have mercy on that person's soul. And we know that he does, and he can. Does that make sense, Claire? Do you see the distinction there?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that is something I've even struggled with, because my sister did it 37 years ago, and I've had this struggle. It's like, where is she? But every time there's been any Divine Mercy novenas or plenary indulgences and stuff, it's been her soul that I've specifically prayed for.
That's good.
And it just was, you know, I understand that, like I said, as an adult, but to my teenage kids who are now struggling with this.
Right. You know, keep, and as you describe this to them, Claire, be sure to tell them that suicide is so contrary to the way that we're made as human beings, where we struggle to preserve our own lives. We'll do anything to preserve our own lives, and that's how God wants it. So it would take something extreme. It could be a mental illness. It could be extreme fear. It could be hopelessness. There could be any number of factors that would make somebody's guilt a lot less. But we don't know. Only God knows. So we pray for those who have committed suicide. It's good that you're doing that. And I'm glad that you're teaching your kids about God's mercy. Thanks, Claire. Well, this is the first day of Pledge Drive, and Mary is going to help me, help you, help us get to where we need to be.
We just need help. We need help at relevantradio.com.
That's right.
using the app on your smartphone or tablet. We want to break our all-time record for this hour of Pledge Drive on a Monday, the second hour of the Patrick Madrid Show. The record is 155, and we still need 50 people in the next 6 minutes. That's a lot. But with everybody doing their part, we can make it happen. It's real easy. Visit our website, relevantradio.com. Just tap that app there on your smartphone or tablet and click the Donate Now button. You'll see this awesome tote bag, which is available today and today only for your gift of $240. You can make that a monthly gift if you would like. And there's a mystery gift, a surprise, just like our faith is full of mysteries. There's a mystery inside that little tote bag as well. And another great little benefit here in the next 5 minutes. We are in a partnership challenge hour, so your gift will be doubled dollar for dollar.
Yes, it will.
You can do it.
I want to hear that again. Cyrus, he practices out in the parking lot before Pledge Drive. Go ahead, Cyrus.
You can do it.
Very nice. And you managed to do it in the same tone of voice every time. I like that.
Thank you.
877-291-0123. Mary, I love this. This comes in from Ricardo in California. He says, I just want you to know that you are the reason I became Catholic. I was in prison listening to you talk about the Catholic Church and reasoning to others about their misperceptions about the church. I was hooked. I literally couldn't get enough. Every day, like clockwork, I tuned in, even now. In prison. Mary, in prison. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he's out of prison. Ricardo, God bless you. That is so awesome.
There are so many people that are in prison, and this is one of the few things they can listen to, and it does make a difference. Thank you to Tina in San Diego, California. Thank you for your special gift. We appreciate your help and your support. Kevin, same thing in Huntley, Illinois, $200 gift. Thank you so much. And Ricky in Sun Valley, Nevada, you're getting the tote bag, and you can do that too when you make a gift of $240 or a special or monthly at $20 a month at relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. The final 4 minutes of this hour, if we're going to break this record, we need 40 more people.
Just 40. Well, we can do that. We've got
in 4 minutes,
3.5 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can do it. That's right. Or as Cyrus would say,
you can do it.
That's right. 877-8. I don't know. What does that bell mean? Do we just get $1 million gift? What happened?
It might be one of those mystery gifts you get in your tote bag. It's a cowbell. I don't know. They're not telling us anything.
I thought you were telling me something.
Get the cowbell in your tote.
Yeah, that's right.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Final 3 minutes. We still need 35 people at relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet, we need these gifts to keep rolling in. Thank you to Sheila and Dennis and Joe and Gunnar. We appreciate your help and your support. Can you join the team? Can you give hope at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet?
Would you say it's urgent, Mary, that we get those calls in before the end of the show?
Very urgent, okay. Yes.
All right. Well, even for foreigners, we encourage you to give us a call at 877-291. Don't be cold as ice, okay? Give us a call at 877-291-0123. Even if it feels like the first time, 877-291-0123. Right, Mary?
With that wittiness, we deserve a gift at 877-291-0123. Relevantradio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Easy to do, relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Either way, it's safe and secure, and you can do that at, you can do it right now. Go to relevantradio.com, make your pledge, and you'll see that tote bag. We have a matching gift today, so any amount that you pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. But we're running out of time. We have about a minute left, so please call now, 877-291-0123.
Still need 27 people here in the last 30 seconds who are going to step up and give hope at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Your gift will be doubled here in the next 10 seconds or so. Reach out and give hope. relevantradio.com.